eso.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Man Room Radio, the podcast where we sit in what used to be my garage. It is now my office. And just, you know, talk about life. Sometimes these guys bring in bullshit pranks to play on me. Try to grab my legs. Like, all kinds of things these guys do. So, anyways, we'll see what plans they have in store for me tonight. Jeez Louise. This is episode 2.95. I'm your host, Levi. With me, I have another host, Gio.
Hey, everybody, I'm Gio, and today's fun fact is that having two first names is as cool as it gets.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact.
Wow. Like Jack Ryan?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, or like...
Keith Mitchell?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you.
But who is that guy?
With me, another host, a man who still wears boxers, Ryan.
That's one of your better ones.
That was Two Tickets to Paradise by Eddie Money.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, he just passed away.
Okay. Okay. What's up, the second time? Okay. Normally, I'm the guy who comes in with like some shenanigans for you.
Okay.
But this is the second time that you two bastards have come in here with something that I don't know what it is.
What was last time? The Carbonero Taco or whatever?
No, it's when you had the joke about Wade's song.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Syllaba.
Ooh, he's got another single coming out soon.
Ooh. I'm sure he does.
Hey, before we get to the show, though.
Oh, is there something?
Let's get to our quick ad spot. This show is brought to you this week by Ryan the Entertainer, DJing events and corporate events. If you need your wedding DJed, MC'd, or an event held, Ryan is your man. He's great at entertaining the crowd, and he's sure to show you a good time. For reviews, more information, and scheduling your next event, check out facebook.com/RyanTheEntertainer.
That was really well. Did you practice that?
No, I just made it up.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was really good. That's a weird coincidence. It's Ryan the Entertainer, and we have a Ryan host on the show.
Yes.
It's a great name.
It's a common name.
It's a common name. Yeah. It's all common name.
Only the greats have
Okay, so let me just tell the listeners what I'm looking at here.
Time out, real quick. Sorry. I just thought of one double first name that isn't cool.
What's that?
Ryan Bryan.
You're right. That is not a cool name. So, for all the Ryan Bryans out there, we're sorry.
Sorry, Ryan Bryan. We just lost like 6 listeners.
They could start a Facebook group. Ryan Bryan's Anonymous.
Yeah, pretty rough. Okay. Oh.
All right.
All right, listeners.
You're setting the scene?
Yeah, I just want to let the listeners have to experience what I'm experiencing right now
Absolutely.
To the best of my abilities.
Absolutely. Right.
These two clowns walk in here with 3 bags of fast food. Now, I can tell one is Jack in the Box, and the other two I can't tell from here. And then they tell me that I'm going to need a blindfold.
Yes. All right,
so first off, no.
Yes. You get to see everything before you eat it.
That's not how it works.
This is to test your true, like...
Can I, like, look inside to see what's in the things I'm going to eat?
It's as plain as it gets.
Okay.
It's a hamburger.
Yeah.
Can I... Okay. So you... Is there American cheese on it?
No,
it's a hamburger.
Sorry.
Not a cheeseburger.
Yeah, hamburger.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Like,
that's fine.
Most of America likes American cheese, which is probably why it's called American cheese. Uh-huh. Duh. But I don't.
That's news to me.
I can't eat American cheese. Like, if I eat American cheese, vomit's going on this microphone right now. Like, I have a gag reflex.
You brought the American cheese?
It's on both of them.
Okay. If you ever want... but weirdly enough, not if it's in a Jack in the Box taco.
That is strange.
It's just the texture, or...?
No, it's the flavor. It's so weird. Like, the flavor of American cheese, I've always been sensitive to it. I can't eat American cheese, Velveeta, that, like, fake cheese flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't do it. Nacho cheese, I can not throw up, but it still doesn't taste
like
good.
Oh, like the fake cheese?
Yeah. But what's weird, yeah, whatever's in Jack in the Box tacos, whatever's in the meat, like, whatever chemical they put in there.
Horse.
Have you guys tried the Burger King tacos?
No, that sounds like...
I want to try that. That's a ship I want to be on.
I'll give it a shot once.
Yeah. Once.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, okay, tell me what you're
doing. So let's set the scene. Okay, so recently I heard So I totally ripped this off from somewhere else. Okay.
Thank you for acknowledging that up front.
Yeah, sure, why not? We rip all our songs off too, so...
Well, I'm not trying to take credit for them.
No, it's cool, man.
Yeah.
So I saw this on another show, I don't remember what, but they... And a bunch of YouTubers do this kind of stuff all the time. So we ordered the same thing from each fast food place.
Okay.
And we're going to cut them up and see if you can tell the difference.
Okay.
And then we're all going to see, take a bite or cut it in quarter and some, each try it and see. So you'll know what all the locations are. And after you take your bite, you have to say, okay, this is In-N-Out or this is Wendy's, right?
Okay. So you didn't go to Wendy's, did you?
So the choices are Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Jack in the Box, and that's it. Wendy's, yeah. McDonald's, Burger King.
But that's not what all those bags are.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
You have three bags there?
Four.
Okay, so there's four. So there's four choices.
Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Jack in the Box.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I didn't see the fourth box, so I thought you were just like thrown in fast food places there.
So those are the choices, and we're gonna take a bite, and that's it. And then we just did their plain classic. What started each one? The plain classic hamburger.
So did you get a Big Mac from McDonald's?
No, just a hamburger.
Okay.
Right. Like, you went up and said, can I get a plain hamburger?
Okay.
And so, like, I drove through Wendy's, and she said...
Hey, can I just real quick... I'm sorry you had to go through that.
This was harder than I thought it'd be, because it's a little weird. They're not, like, at McDonald's, not even on the menu.
Yeah. Okay. And at Wendy's, I was looking at the menu, I was like, can I get one hamburger? And she goes, you want a junior hamburger? I was like, no, just a regular hamburger. She's like, you want a junior hamburger then? I was like, okay. And so then she gave me one hamburger. Then I went over to Jack in the Box. They don't have hamburgers. I said, can I get one hamburger, please? And they're like, you mean a Jumbo Jack? It's like, just one regular hamburger. Well, we have Jumbo or Junior. Just regular, please. Like, whatever they gave me was what I got.
Interesting. So yeah. I went out and said, can I get a plain hamburger? They instantly, their tone changed. And they're like, yep, see you at the window. And that was it. So, like, and they were each like $1. $1.17.
Where did you go to?
I went to McDonald's and Burger King.
Okay.
Jack in the Box was like $1.20, and then I think... No. Wendy's was $1.20, and Jack in the Box was $1.70.
Okay, perfect. So I think they're going to be comparable items, but I don't know if me saying plain is going to change it.
Right.
Have you checked these for American cheese?
Well, no. I got hamburgers.
Yeah, I got hamburgers. Not cheese. There was no cheese involved, and I don't... Yeah, so...
Okay. Because
we'll check them. Okay. I understand your concern.
We could look.
We can all look at them. You're going to look at them as well. Okay. So let's go ahead without further ado, set this up. Ryan, this feels like more than what I got in the other one.
Yeah.
So the Jack in the Box. Get Jack in the Box out. We got Wendy's right there.
How are you going to know the right answer?
Well, one is going to know at a time.
Oh, okay.
Right. We only have one blind.
I don't know why I looked over here like this is where the blind is.
Because I looked out. It's your flannel.
This is a flannel. This is one of my nice work. Oh, no. Here's my flannel.
Oh, my gosh. Jack in the Box is...
Hey, that counts. Yep. That's pretty
plain. This is their go.
So far as packaging goes, Jack in the Box is stealing the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jack in the Box came in a cardboard box.
The rest of them came in kind of exactly what you think they'd come like.
Wrapped in paper.
I'm going to tell you what I think. I think I have a theory. Okay, do you think you're going to be able to get all of them?
I'm going to have a hard time deciphering the Wendy's versus the Jack in the Box, but I think I'll be able to figure it out because the one that tastes like ass is probably Wendy's.
I think I'll get half of them right.
I think the Burger King will be the easiest for me to distinguish.
Do you know what I think I can get the Burger King? Mm. $50 says it is the only one with mustard in it.
No, I can guarantee you it's not.
Why?
I think Wendy's comes with mustard.
Also, they scratched out all the stuff for...
Oh, because you asked plane. For a plane. Oh, then yeah. I'm screwed here. And then, like...
Oh, perfect. This is going to be great.
Right, but Jack in the Box has got all the stuff.
So, mandatory cheese check for...
Thank you.
It's literally bread and meat. Should I take the lettuce off of here, then?
No, leave. No. Well, that gives it away.
Yeah,
take off the lettuce.
Yeah, they all have to go as plain as possible.
And tomato, then, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah. And then
this one's
packed. Oh, onions?
This one's packing heat.
Oh.
Oh, we shouldn't... well, you have to see him, because he's worried about it, but...
Take the bottom bun.
Should we put ketchup on all of them?
No, because
that one already has ketchup.
No.
I'm gonna take the bottom bun.
Take the bottom bun.
Top bun.
Just cut the damn thing. Throw the top half away.
No, get that top half. Makes all the difference.
Get rid of it.
Just get rid of that stuff. I have extra ketchup.
The salad.
Put that there. Cut this in half, and then you have a top bun and a bottom bun. It's like we're going to eat these whole things.
It's a taco.
Kind of, yeah.
All right, I'm cutting this one up.
I guess I haven't.
All right, Levi, why don't you go ahead and get blindfolded here?
We'll I'm blindfolding up right now with my...
So, listeners, what do you think? I mean, I don't know how many of you often get the...
Let us know. Text me right now.
Yeah, let us know. Text us at our hotline.
Yeah.
Text burger to 6779. Standard message rate supply. Yeah, gotta let you know that.
Do you think I'll be able to try it like this?
I mean, your mouth has to be exposed.
Oh, I can't have that over
my Yeah.
Okay. All I'm gonna say is I'm glad you didn't see Wendy's because she's giving a lot away.
Where's my water?
To your right. Further. Over your mouth. Now a little bit forward. Right there.
Thank you. I just want to be able to cleanse my palate.
I think that should stay.
What?
Because, look.
Oh.
This isn't going to be some joke where you actually just put American cheese in my mouth, is it?
Why would we do that? Until you just started freaking out about American cheese, I had no idea it was such a big deal.
I'm just worried.
You did get the American cheese, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, shit. But I already cut the bottom half, and now I need to cut this.
Well, slap it on there and cut it.
Okay.
God. Am I going to get a hamburger in my mouth yet?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to hand you it, and you're going to tell me where it's from.
Just by touching it. Okay.
Okay. No, go for it. You can. This is a quadrant.
Ooh. Feels.
If you can know by touching, then tell us. Okay. No, you're good.
Can I just? It's not. I haven't eaten it yet. I think this is McDonald's.
Okay. And he's eating it. And this is probably like a segment that probably would have been better like on a live.
Oh yeah, I thought we talked about that and then just forgot to do it.
We just forgot out of excitement. Mm-hmm. So Levi's halfway through the chew here. What do you think?
First off, it's delicious.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to say this hamburger is really good. There's no way it can be the Wendy's burger then.
Ryan's really carving up whatever burger he's carving up over there. It's all sorts of gut.
So yeah, okay. I'm 99% sure this is McDonald's. Now give me the Burger King one.
Okay. Well, you don't get to tell us.
What?
Yeah. Give
me another one.
Here you go. I feel like open palm like. Is not the... What are you doing, you weirdo?
I'm trying to put it in your mouth.
No.
I'm trying to feel it.
You no more touch test. We're done with the feel test.
Okay.
Like just reading Braille.
Yeah.
This feels shitty, so it must be Wendy's.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, I really want to tell
her. I feel like just one bite. Like, we don't... Because we need to hear
your verdict. What do you need to hear?
Your verdict.
Well, my verdict is it tastes like shit.
So where do you think it's from? Do you think that one's Wendy's?
So far, yeah, this is Wendy's and it sucks.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So far, the first one's...
I'm going to take a shower after this.
First one's McDonald's.
No, hey, you can't say anything.
No, but I'm going over his choices. The first one's McDonald's and the second one is Wendy's.
So far. I might switch to Wendy's and the Burger King, though. Okay, hand me the Burger King.
Okay.
That's not how that works.
Here's your next... This one you don't want to palm. I'm just going to, like, hand it to you like this.
Oh, we should have done this on a live stream.
Yeah. Horrible mistake.
Yeah.
Hang on. I want to cleanse my palate.
Yeah, you should.
With the grapefruit
liqueur. Hey, this one, just do a one bite, then guess.
Oh, God. No, this is the Wendy's. That last one was Burger King. Holy fuck.
So far, I feel like this one would be my favorite.
Get this shit out of my... I can't hold it.
Dude, trash?
God, I don't know. Anymore? It's gonna be filled with vomit. Did you put American cheese in this?
No.
Okay, last one.
All right. Give me the Burger King.
You need to shut up.
Here. Oh.
I feel like one of them is extremely obvious. What's the verdict here? One bite in.
Okay. Oh. This is the Burger King for sure.
Is it easy?
Yeah, this is. Okay, so if this is Burger King. Then my second one was Jack in the Box, and that last one was Wendy's. Okay?
Yeah, 100%.
So that's my final verdict is one was McDonald's, two is Jack in the Box, three is Wendy's because it tasted like shit, and four is Burger King.
100%.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Boom, baby.
That was really good.
I feel like seeing it makes it easier. Do we want to do another blindfolded one? Or
I think it's your turn.
I mean... Oh my God, that Burger King is so good.
Okay.
Holy shit.
And I'm going. I'm just going to do eyes closed.
Okay.
And I don't want open palm, like, Levi was opening his
just
palm.
Go like this.
And then taking the whole chunk of burger in the middle of his palm, then closing his fist and shoving in his mouth. Like, some rodent who hadn't eaten cheese in years.
Or he was, like, poking it with his other finger.
Yeah.
Like,
Like rubbing the patty like Braille. Okay.
Go ahead. What did I spill on myself? Did you know that I love the plain hamburger from hamburger places?
No.
Yes. Like, wow. this is my jam here.
I'm very sure I can't do this.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay.
You should go next if you don't think you can do it.
Well, I mean,
we have not gone yet.
I'm fixing this so that it's not obvious. Okay. Right?
I'm gonna go.
God, what do they put in this shit?
Okay. First one. Coming at you right there.
One. Okay.
He's chewing. He's getting it down.
Okay. This bread's really soft. It's really plain. Okay. I'm right. I think this is McDonald's.
Okay, you think that is McDonald's?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to get it out of your way now?
I want to finish it, but I want to go through this, so mm-hmm. Is there a spot I can put it for later?
That's okay. I'll just move it over here.
Oh, yeah. I'll eat it later, though.
Okay, you can have it back.
Okay.
Okay. Number two. I gotta like touch all the different papers at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like trying to lean back.
Because you're familiar where they are from.
Oh.
And where they are on the table. All right, ready? Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, next time we should do fries.
Oh, man. That'd be hard.
Yeah. I think I can already tell which one this is.
Well, does it taste like shit?
No. It feels like it's jaggedly cut. This one's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm. Mmm. That's really good. All right, that's Jack in the Box.
Okay, so far you think McDonald's Jack in the Box? We're just making a super burger over here for you.
Ooh, perfect.
Yeah,
okay.
That's for you now.
Levi handed me this one. You can tell it was less crafty.
Just so you know, I'm eating a piece of my favorite one right now.
Mmm. This one's so good. Mmm. Wendy's.
Mmm.
Mustard. Bread's not as good. Okay. Oh my god.
All right. Oh, it was so good. He finished that one.
Yeah, that one was really good. Mm.
Oh, knocking stuff over.
Stop fucking with my wife's office.
Hey, man. Don't whisper things this time. Okay, last one.
Okay, so the first one was this one.
Uh-huh.
Second one was this one. Third one was this one. I think we should give him this one.
No, that's mean.
Okay, then it's this one.
Burger King. Yeah, okay, Burger King is so obvious. Oh, really good. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm good. So my first guess was, what, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Wendy's, Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get...
100%.
Yeah.
But can I...
Where's the rest of my burgers at?
Right here.
Okay.
Can I just say that the Wendy's one is cheap because it's the only one with mustard and stuff on it.
That's why we shouldn't let you see it. I think
I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know that. I genuinely went with which one tasted the worst. I'm going to guess as Wendy's, and that was the one I went with. That was honest and true.
If we could redo it, I said we shouldn't be able to see it. I think that would make a difference.
Beforehand?
Because I think we would have forgot about these seeds.
Yeah, the sesame seed bun.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you the seeds is not how I knew Burger King. Like, the flavor is iconic.
You want to go?
All right. Hit me. No, I'll go like this. Yeah, touch all the papers because I'm familiar with where the papers are now. All right. Oh, pretty good. This is Burger King.
Mm-hmm. See, you guys are just cheating now. I'm the only one who played this honestly.
Can you just shut your pie hole?
I'm serious.
Sorry, you can't remember two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, sesame seed bun.
I'm the only person who actually honestly played this in one.
I'm the only
Although,
person.
You know what? Burger King does have very distinct
flavor. Yeah, it's obvious otherwise. Even without the sesame seeds.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew from the sesame seeds. You were, I saw you from the rub taste. It. I saw you rub that bun.
I'm sorry. You want me to save it or are you done?
Oh, I'm done.
Okay, let me see it. Okay, next one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. What are you doing?
Can you fucking relax?
I think he's just touching all the papers, so I don't know which where.
No, he's doing
some
other weird shit.
Are you giving me Burger King again?
No.
Ooh.
Ooh, and what's Isn't it so good?
No.
None of them are bad. You guys need
There's something...
This has got to be a great audible experience.
There's something not great about this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is great. We should do this every episode.
This is Wendy's.
Is it? Final answer? I want you to really think about it before you make that your final answer.
You can change it later.
I don't know. I haven't tasted the other ones yet.
Okay. Just saying, we've each got
But there's a tangy something in here that I didn't like at all. Can I put this right here?
That's a... Let me grab your hand. Let go.
Thank you.
Okay. Next.
Oh, I don't know. That was a weird... Okay.
Okay, Gio, that face is not necessary.
It's not?
No.
Is he making the face to project better?
Yeah, he's just...
Gloating. I'm gloating.
Yeah, he's gloating to me.
Yeah, I'm gloating.
Listeners can't see any of it, though.
And if you listen back on the tape, you wouldn't hear it either.
Is this McDonald's?
We're not going to tell you yet.
Let's see. Right here's a great spot.
Okay.
Next one.
Last one. Mm. Oh, my God.
He really fingered that one.
Oh, it was huge. Okay, it was. This is Jack in the Box. I think I'm going to keep my order. Whatever I said, that's what I'm going to do. How'd I do?
I don't remember.
You got 100%.
You got 100%. Yeah.
You got somebody was paying attention. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of us had to. So
there was a weird tanginess in that, in the Jack.
So does anyone want this other Wendy's piece? Because I'm dying to have
just
it.
Just you.
Are you serious?
Dude, I loved it.
Like, this is...
What?
Like, Ryan, the gross one was Wendy's.
Well...
I like mustard.
I like mustard, too. I like everything on that Wendy's burger, except for the fact that it tasted like shit.
It didn't taste bad.
Ryan?
It didn't taste good. Oh. There was something tangy in there.
Breadwinner? Just off bread alone?
I think Jack in the Box Burger King. Bread.
I think it's McDonald's or Jack in the Box.
Yeah. All things win Burger King.
Burger King wins patty for, like, distinct flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Burger King wins making
they're flame boiled. It was good.
All right, guys.
Are we wrapping?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a full episode.
Oh, shoot.
That's a wrap.
Cool.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So,
guys, check us out on facebook.com/manroomradio. We don't have any pictures of this or any video, but we do have other videos on there so you can catch up. Check out our past episodes. Last episode was Return to the Great Wolf Lodge. If you haven't heard the original Great Wolf Lodge, it's our most listened to episode, so you might want to check that out. We're also on Instagram. We rarely post, but maybe we will if you check us out and say something.
Oh, also,
we got an email or a Facebook something recently that I think we're going to go over in the next episode. So if you guys have topics, comments, or you have an opinion on something we talk about on the show, feel free to message us. And from the bottom of Levi's belly button, we'll talk to you next time.
Right now, there's a hippo in the city. Hippo in the city, a hippo in the city. Right now, there's a hippo in the city. Look at that hippo go. Right now, there's a hippo at the seaboard. Hippo in a taxi, a hippo going shopping. Right now, there's a hippo in the park. Look at that hippo go. Right now, there's a hippo in the city. Hippo in the city, a hippo in the city. Right now, there's a hippo in the city. Look at that hippo go. Right now, there's a hippo in the river. A hippo in the river, a hippo in the river. Right now, there's a hippo in the river. Look at that hippo rot.
Jack in the Box was the worst one.
What?